because we're...
That's a good idea. We need to buy it.
Yeah.
You buy a little. Okay, let's stop from there.
Ibailahu, Pachos Mishkus the Rabbanan, La Altar Havamechila, O Bechde Shiara the Tagar, O the Krova. So, in the case of Pachos Mishkus, according to the Rabbanan, is Mechila La Altar, or does it have the same time period of Bechde Shiara?
Okay, so what are the two sides? Does Rashi say anything? Rashi. No.
Well, yeah, there's a little Rashi. La Altar Havamechila, Afil Yatsar La Altar. Even
he changes his mind immediately.
So he wouldn't be able to do that. He's forced into the altar having mechila.
Meaning it's automatic. There's nothing you can.
It's automatic. I mean, and Rashi is telling you that it doesn't. That there's no time. It doesn't mean that we give him a minute.
Right. What about tochide dibor? Like even is Rashi even excluding that?
Apparently.
Apparently, right. Okay.
Yeah, so the question is, what are the two sides?
Yeah, right, I don't know how much more information you really get from the rest of the Gemara.
Right.
It doesn't really open up that question, I don't think.
Now, it's thinking like this, that maybe the Gemara's question is there a shame or no on Pachos Mishtos? So, if you say there's, or is Pachos Mishtos, there's no shame or no at all. If you say there's no shame on at all on Pachos Mishtos, so then he can't be telling at all. But if you say there's a shame on all, but there's mechila, so then he should have the same amount of time for Steshiyara.
Right. Why for the first word, there's no shame on na? Why would that be formulated as Mechilul Alter?
If there's no shame on na?
Yeah, why would you call that Mechilul Alter?
So what I was thinking of is like this, and somebody showed me a rush that says almost word for word the same thing. But what I was thinking about was that there's no shame on awe because, in other words, because the marketplace demands that you can't play around with less than a sixth. Because there's no way to ascertain you're going to stop the whole marketplace. If you're going to insist on our Pachos Mishtos. Because, hey, you're going to have to bring experts, come to Bezdin, and the whole institution of the marketplace is going to become buddled. So a person doesn't want that. So therefore the person's mochalizer.
I mean, like the nature of commerce demands a mechila.
Right, the nature of commerce demands that there's mechila.
Right.
Otherwise, you can't engage in the market transaction.
Right. Okay, that's a good point.
Does that mean that according to the Rush, it's mutter, totally mutter?
No.
But there's no shame on that.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's mutter because. Just because the marketplace factor causes a guy to be mocho, doesn't mean you're allowed to cheat him.
Right.
If that's the definition of the marketplace, well, then how is that cheating?
Because
it's part of the price. So it's really, there is preciseness to the marketplace, and you're off from that. That's why
there's a preciseness to the cheshon mamon. But just because the guy is forced into the market situation, and because of that he's mochel, that's not a real mechil on the cheshon mamon. In other words, you know the guy is going to be mochel. But he's going to be mochel because of a situation. Not because he really wants to be mochel on the cheshon mamon.
And you're saying if it's a mazid, if you're like the guy's been mazid ripping you off, you're not mochel that.
That's right.
I mean, if you can't ascertain the exact price and he charges you a little bit more than it's really worth, so then that's the nature of business, so you're mochel, things like that.
That's right.
Right. I hear that. If a guy's really, you know, if the guy knows it's worth less and he's just cheating you, I mean, why would you be mochel that? That's not the nature of inherent in commerce.
That's right.
Right? Yeah, right. Makes sense. Right, so if it's mazid, then you really have a shame on not, according to that.
Well, you don't have a shame on no, because on no is a market phenomenon.
Uh-huh. You mean you have the isser on no without the shame mominess of on no?
Right. Without, in other words, the shame on no is a market phenomenon. Let's take a look at the rest, where he spells it up. It's in Chaf. I don't know which you have, the old Gemara or the new?
It's Os Chaf in
Os Chaf in Azov.
Okay.
So if you go down in the Rush, come to where he said where there's a Daphne base on the base. And if you go down a few lines, it says the Yira.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Yira de Bechol Shar Dvarim, Afila Pachos Mishtus, Aser La'anos Es Chavero, Im Yesh Bo Shavapruta, Kevin Sheodea She'en Mikcho Shavakotach.
And you know it's not worth it, right?
Right. So it's only the Mezid?
Yes. Rahmana Amar.
Rahmana Amar Altona Bechol Devar. Sheesh Bo Shivu Imamon. Hazira Torah Shilo Ya'anes Chavero. El Shamru Chachamim Da'ad Shtus Havim Mechila. Fi Shekach Darach Mekach Memkar. Lefi Shalokach Vahamocher. Enom Yecholim Lichavein Dmei Hamekach Betzimtum. It's a Mechila as part of the market, because you can't be precise in the demand mecca.
Good.
V'derech ha'olam limchol ta'usam ad shtus. The derech is only to be mochel until a shtus.
Is he a tos, Rabbi? He says to be mochel a tos.
It is a tos. And it's only okay because it's the derech ha'olam.
Derech ha'olam to be mochel.
To be mochel, right.
Because of the necessity of commerce.
Right. But it's only necessary to be mochel atos, not a mezid. You don't have to be mochel mezid.
Yeah, in other words, he's speaking in terms of commerce.
Right.
He's not saying that the guy has in mind, I'm not mochel
a real cheat, a real mezid.
I mean, it is true that the guy would not be mochel a real cheat, but he's saying that there's an automatic mechila in terms of commerce. So, but to cheat the guy in terms of his moment, the mazer, the guy definitely is not mochel, right? Yeah, that's right, that's right. Go ahead.
So why is there an automatic mechila in commerce? Is it because that's the way Mekachem Memkar is, or because the Derech Bnei Adam is that way? So that determines...
Let's finish it up one more. Go ahead.
Sha'afi b'yava mis'ana la'arar lo yashumu hashma'in v'shava zeh yomar yesh bo'ona v'zeh yomar in bo'ona hilkach mekabal alav shika v'en ma'arar u'mochel.
Go ahead.
Aval im ha'mocher baki b'erech mechavero v'halokach ein baki kolkach. O im halokeach tagar ubaki b'arach mikcho yosir min hamocher al yonu zeze im lo shipirash. So you can't be ma'aner the guy unless you tell him.
Right.
So that would be an exception to the mekuch memkar when the derech is to be mochel because they know. Is that what he's saying?
Right. So he's saying basically that the people that engage in commerce, they know that in order to engage in commerce, you can't be omid on pachas mishtos, because it's going to require a whole tara, which is not feasible, and the whole marketplace will become bottle.
Right.
So therefore, they're mochel on pachas mishtos in order to facilitate business. So in terms of onor, you can't say there's a shame onor. But nevertheless, it doesn't mean that if I know that it's worth less than you're charging me, that I'm oho. That'd still be an isser of hesed moment.
What do you mean in terms of ona, there's no shame ona?
In other words, the shame ona, the shame ona as a chester shel ona, you don't have.
Even though there's an isser?
Even though there's an isser because of the hefsed mama.
So there is ona. The isser is al tonu. Isn't that ona?
But the isser al tonu is that you shouldn't be master the guy mama. But you can't say that there is a real onor which is collectible.
So there is onor, there's just no chazaras hamamon. You said before, really the Torah is hezira Torah shelo ya'anes chavero. It is onor. El she'amru chachamim de'ad shtus have mechila. So the Chachamim said that ad shtus, since that's the normal thing, so people are mochel. So there's no din chazaras hamamon.
Right.
But there is ona.
No, but there's no shame ona.
Is shame ona just another way of saying there's no din chazaras hamamon?
Yes.
Okay.
In other words, there's a shame ona in the marketplace. So there, you can. If it's a shame on the marketplace, then you can collect. But if the marketplace warrants that the person should be mochel, intrinsically engaging in the marketplace involves mechila, so there's no shame on or you can't collect it.
Right.
But it doesn't mean it's mutter.
Right. I mean, the answer would be Bein Adam Chavero, but since Mechila is built into the nature of commerce, there's no Chefzavana created by this action.
That's correct. As a matter of fact, take a look a little later. You see what he says?
Nature activity.
Right.
There's no Mamonis of Anah. But Bein Adam Chavero is an answer.
Right.
But that's the Rush's first shot, right? The Rush has a second shot, which is different?
Oh.
This is the terminology they use. But basically what he, in other words, let's put it logically. Well, the question is like this. The question is, if I know I'm overcharging the guy, so it's true that he can't collect from me, because the marketplace that he engaged in automatically involves a mechil of ishtus. But that's not mata. In other words, his mechil of ishtus is because of the marketplace. But if he knows that I'm intentionally cheating him, that is not mochel. Let's put it simply. So there is a shame on all. Let's say there is altanu ishus aniso. But the only thing is that it's not collectible. Because his engaging in it automatically means mechila.
Right. But you mean maybe there's a shemonah vis-a-vis Isser? Like, would there be midas chasidus to return that? Like, that would be a sensible thing to do, no?
It would be more than midas chasidus, it would be an Isser, actually. So the first shot in the Rosh seems to say like this, that the guy is mochel because he knows that in the market situation, no one can be perfect. But he's not mochel if he knows that he's doing it intentionally.
So if you did it intentionally, would you be chayv to return it? Not outside. Yeah. You would be, you're saying.
Yes.
I mean, there's not even a... I mean, mitzad mamonos.
He can't claim it because he can't prove your intent.
Uh-huh. B'yichiv b'dei shemayim, you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
B'yichiv b'dei shemayim.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're saying really is there would be a shame mamon if you do it, a shame or not if you do b'meizid.
Right. Yeah.
It's a mitzad vera.
Maisavera.
Now I know it's a maisavera, but it's different than saying that you're saying that there really would be a shame mamon, but it's only enforceable b'day shemayim.
That's correct.
As opposed to what we were saying before, I think we were saying before that in terms of mamonos, there's simply no shame on not. It's just a maisavera ben adam chavero.
Right.
This is it different, right? You're saying something a little different.
Yeah, I'm saying a little different now. I'm saying simpler now. The guy holds at the moment the guy enters a market transaction, he automatically subjects himself to the fact that Pachas Mishtus is not ascertainable. So therefore he's mochel. But if he knows that you know that you're cheating him, that he's not mochel. So it comes out that practically, it's mechilul alter, correct?
Right.
Because you can't collect, but in terms of Isser, there is an Isser mama. Is an Isser or not? Is an Isser Ono, but not a collectible Ono.
There's an Isser, whether it's Shogeg or Mezid, right?
That's good.
Well, Shogeg, no, because Shogeg, that's the agreement that they have.
Right.
Since we can't possibly determine the exact amount, so therefore we're Mochel.
Uh-huh. I mean, then there wouldn't even be any idea of returning the money. If it was really Shogeg, he's really Mochel.
That's right.
Is he arguing with the Rambam? The Rambam says, "Bein shehona b'mezid, bein shelo yada sheish b'makach zeh honaya chayev lahashiv."
That's come out of shtus itself.
But he's never machalik again. And then he gets the halacha haisa honaya pachos mizeh b'chol shehu kikon shemacher sheva shishim dinar b'chamishim dinar upruta. It says pachos mishtus. Einu chayev lahachzer klum shekol pachos mishtus darach hakol limchoba. And he's never machalik between never. You know, you say It's the same din. It's whether it's shogig or mezid.
But there I'm saying that.
So it's not collective.
Pachos mishkas, it's different. He's saying you're never chayav to return.
Right, you're not chayav to lahachzir because derech hakolim chobo.
Right.
But it doesn't mean.
Derech hakolim chobo, that's not like a rush.
So it's different.
Right, it's different.
Right.
That's different. Interesting.
So according to the Rush, it's mechila is really internal to the mekach u'memkar, and according to the Rambam, it's an automatic and the din is the derech hakolim chobo, so the din is created by what most people would do.
Right.
And we don't make a din because you're one strange guy who's crazy for a penny.
Well,
what?
I think it's less than shot pruta.
Oh no! Right, it has to be a pruta, right?
Right.
Like you're considered.
I'm sorry. What is someone saying?
The difference between the Rush and the Rambam, that the Rush says that it's for shekach derech hamekach u'memkar. Lefi shalokach v'hamokar enem yicholim lechavid dmei hamekach b'tzimtzum. The Rambam says it's based on Derech HaKolim Cholbo.
Maybe it means the same thing, because you can't ascertain it but simple.
Right.
The Rambam says clearly that there's no difference between Shogeg and Mezid.
Oh, you mean the Rambam doesn't say an Issa?
Well, no, he says there is an Issa, but there's no... Well, Halacha Aleph, he says there's an Isser, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid. And then he...
But that's Shtus.
Well, that's in general. The Isser of Ona. Asur Limchor O Lekona Lehonos.
I know, but you don't know if that's referring to Pachos Mishtus.
That's in general. And then
it's not open. You don't know it's referring to Pachos Mishtus.
Yeah, it's not a clear... It could mean he's only referring to...
It's very clear. He says the general Isser the Isser of Ona is... he doesn't mention any amounts, Halacha Aleph. Because the pasuk says, "Chisim kurim mekralam isach, al kanam yaram isach, al kanam isha sachiv," and you don't get malchus mipnei shenitin leishavon, whether it's b'mezid or b'shogeg. And then halacha beis, he goes on to say,
but he says nitin leishavon, but pasuk mishtus he doesn't hold nitin leishavon.
Well, you're not chayiv, but it's nitin leishavon. You could rectify it.
Why does he talk about that?
Well, he doesn't because there's no chiyuv,
right.
Because derech hakolim chobo.
So it doesn't sound like in the beginning he's talking about Pachos Mishtos.
Well, he's talking about all of them. And then Halacha Beis, he asks the separate din of Kama Tiyah Honaya V'yiyah Chayv L'Hashiv. How much of Ona does it need to be for you to be Chayv to return?
That's so with
Hishavon. No, then that's the Chiyuv the Hishavon.
I don't think you're learning it right.
Chayiv Lishavon is the same as Nitein Lishavon. It's impossible to rectify Pachos Mishtus because there's no Chiyuv.
There's no Chiyuv, so what is it? What kind of a Nitein Lishavon?
Because you were over the Isser and now you figured it out. So you got give back his $9. What?
He says Derech HaKol Limchol though.
So that's why there's no Chiyuv.
Well, if it's Derech HaKol Limchol, so there's no Isser even. Sounds like even more.
Yeah, there's no Ona.
There's no Ona, period.
But it seems so. So
how does he go on to say, Haisa Honaya Pachos Mize? Well, you shouldn't say that. It's not Ona.
Right.
The din of less than a shtus is within the dinim of Ona. It's a question of Chayiv Lahashiv, but it's a Din Ona. It's an Isser Ona, you're over the Isser. No?
He doesn't say over the Isser. I don't know, I gotta take a look at him. I don't know, I'm gonna look at him. lesson, right, and lesson on. But anyways, you want to finish off the rush over here? Chutz mi matbeya.
Okay, chutz mi matbeya. Kolzban shelo hagiya lechdei ona, mutar lechatchila lehotzia biyafe.
So he means, as long as it didn't reach a shtus.
Right.
It's mutar lechatchila to do it?
It's mutar lechatchila to do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you see, you gotta be careful with the lashon or not. It's, sometimes they use it, sometimes they don't. You can't just go by the lashon. Okay, go ahead.
Shigam acher yikablena miyado biyafe ve'in bo hefsed klal.
Right. Because by matbeya, he can get somebody else in the kavla biyafa. Right?
Right. So what is that? There's no like market value that you could determine?
No. Maybe means right that money is value is based on a medium of exchange, not on its intrinsic self-worth. So if you have a golden coin which has a little bit less gold because the monarchy devalued the currency, but since it can be exchanged for an equal for the value of the full coin, it really has the full value of the money. As a medium of exchange, it's really worth a dollar, even though really there's less than a dollar worth of gold in it. But that's the nature of money, is a medium of exchange, not something that people are nano from directly, intrinsically.
What's the guy's
saying? Right, it means that people tend to, it doesn't have an exact price. People tend to pay a little more sometimes. So you'll always find somebody that's going to do that. Right? It's, in other words, it's not an exact, the nature of the thing is that it lends itself to a range. It lends itself to a price range. So therefore, he could always sell it within that range. That's an interesting point. In other words, if you have an object that has that doesn't have an exact amount, but it has a price range, so therefore, since it has a range, so if you sell it to the guy on the high range, you can't say that there's a hefset at all, even though you know that you know the range. Because he could also sell it on the high range. That's what he seems to be talking about, correct?
Right? Maybe he's talking about specifically matbeya, like money.
Yeah, matbeya.
Because
matbeya has a range.
But it doesn't really, let's say a gold, like a dollar, right? Imagine a dollar was out of metal or gold or something. It's not that a dollar has a range, it's just, it is a dollar. If something costs $10, just get 10 of those golden coins and pay him $10. So even if those coins weigh a little bit less than the official value weight of a coin, it doesn't matter because you can still exchange it at a value of a dollar.
Right.
Right, but it's not like he's not buying dollars for you. It's not that there's a range. It's just it functions as a medium of exchange. So it's valued at a dollar because it's a coin, regardless of if it has the exact amount of gold in it.
Correct.
Right. But yeah, I don't think you can extrapolate to something that's not money. It would only apply by money. That concept. Like,
it could be. It could be. I mean, where would it apply? Yeah, it could be. It could be something about money. Because money has that range because it's eaten by its saw.
Right. Right. So it doesn't really matter. As long as it's close enough, then people accept it. So then, therefore, it functions perfectly well.
Right. Well, not everybody will.
Right, it's true. So it's a little bit more restricted, but...
Right, but in other words, there is a range there.
Right.
Shagam acha yitablana miyodo biyosa. He's ready to accept it.
It's somebody
on
help.
The high spot.
Yeah, some other guy will accept it as a full dollar also, just like he accepted it. Some other guy will accept it.
Yeah, I guess it's like a Canadian court.
Right. It's accepted for an American court, you mean?
Right. Oshema.
Oshema kevan de derech mekach umemkar bekach. Til pa'amim halokeach chafetz bemekach zeh. Umosif alav damim yosem rechdei shavyo. Upa'amim shamocher mezalzel bishumaso bemichro. Lefi she'en chafetz zeh. Ariv alav. If you would say this by Pachos Mishtros, why is this limited to Pachos?
Now he's going back to a second shot.
Yeah, right.
Why would this be limited to Pachos Mishtros? If it's a subjective thing.
Saying that's the way the marketplace works.
Right.
In other words, the marketplace has a range. That sometimes a guy is pressed for money, the mochas press for money, he doesn't want the object, so he'll go down a shtus.
But he won't go down more?
No, there's a limit.
Right, there's a bid-ask spread, they call it the bid-ask spread. The guy who wants to sell is to sell at the lowest price, the guy who wants to buy is to buy at the higher price.
Right.
There's a ring, the price is not an exact thing, it depends upon circumstances of the buyer and seller. Ranges, but there's a limit to how much it can range.
What's that?
No, I mean the price is not a fixed point, but it's really a range depending upon
range. Is a range,
right? But there's a limit.
That's what he's saying here.
Right, but there's a limit to the range. It can't go more than a sixth.
Right. So first it brings in coins, but now he's saying not only coins, but even normal objects can have a range. Because it depends on the situation of the mocher and the lokeach. That lokeach might want to pay a little more, and the mocher might want to sell it for a little less. So there's a range. So there's no shame on or b'chwa. There's no shame on or at all in Pachas Mishtos.
Right. I mean, even b'mezid or whatever, you don't have to tell the guy. It'd be totally mutter.
That's right. How's the Rambam Mashma?
Well, before we go to the Rambam, so that means that La'alter Hava Mechila means that Mechila removes all Ona?
Yeah. That's what he's saying now. He's saying there's no Shimon or Klo.
Why is that Mechila? Why isn't that just the thing? Why is that Mechila?
It's just got another thing to do with the Ona.
Is that what I said again?
Why is that considered mechila? Isn't that just saying the price of the object is a range? So within a shtus is the range of the price. That's the price. It's
the lashon mechila.
Right. Is it working through mechila at all? Is it working through?
Thank you.
maybe the reason why why the range is set at like a sixth is because like people are willing to forego like the value. Guy wants to sell his house, so he's willing to sell it for up to a sixth less because he needs the money. But he's not willing to give up half the value of his house because he needs money. He's not willing. He won't do it. He needs the money, but he just won't do it. So maybe it's like since people are mochel a certain range, the object's price can fluctuate based upon circumstances, you know, up to a certain level. It's not like really mechila, but it's just.
You mean like it's similar to mechila.
Right. It's not really a
mechanism. Was loved after.
Right. It's not really the mechanism of mechila, but because
people. Not the mechanism of mechila.
Right.
That's what I think it means. The Russian mechila's loved after means it's kind of like.
I think so.
Like he's saying, okay, I'll let it go already.
Right.
So that's the question of the Gemara, mechila la'alter obechde shiara, that is pachos mishtus, like, should we even be talking about pachos mishtus? Because according to this, mechila means that it's just not in the parsha of Onah.
So he's explaining the sign that holds, that it's la'alter.
Right.
That's not too big of a question. Like the Gemara is just not sure if Pachos Mishtos should even be in this Masechta.
There are two sides, right? There are two sides in the Gemara.
Right. The other side is that it's Ona just like everything else. And there's a time limit.
That's correct.
Right.
He's explaining the other side. But he's not explaining both sides.
Right.
Right. We're going to have to figure out.
Halacha we hold La'alta.
Right.
But we have to explain the other side now. But he's explaining this side. Apparently, he thought that the first side is simple. If he's cheating him, he has a right to claim even Pachos Mishtos. What's the difference? But he's explaining the second side. Why it's la'alter. Your question now is, what's the first side, right?
Right, you mean the rushes? You mean the rush or the Gemara?
The Gemara.
Right. Well, each of the two answers of the rush are going to learn the Machlokes, learn the Gemara's Ibaya differently, no?
What's that?
The rush's two answers will learn the Gemara's Ibaya differently. Because the rush is giving two reasons why it's Alta, so presumably the Gemara's Ibaya is going to be different according to each of the.
That's correct. That's correct. So you want to try to define that?
Right. What's the main difference between the rushes? Two answers is whether things have a fixed price at one point or whether they range. Is that the main question between in the rush himself? The first answer is assuming everything has a fixed a point, a price where is a point, and if you knowingly go over that point, it would be aser. And the second,
right.
And second one is holding that. Because of whatever, Mechilalta or whatever it is, things don't actually have, the price is a range.
The first one holds that there is a fixed price.
Right.
To facilitate the marketplace, you can't go by a fixed price.
Right. Right. It's like a practical.
So it's possible. You're going to have to get, you have to make a beznah gadol with, bring down all kinds of guys and to prove what the proper shuma is. So you'll in effect, negate the whole market.
Right.
According to the second shot, it's not a matter of, you don't have to, it's not a matter of negation of an institution of market. It's simply there's a range.
Right.
It's nice, Lakira.
Yeah, right. I mean, everybody knows there's a range. Question is that like an intrinsic property in objects, or is it a practical phenomenon of the market?
Well, it's two different ideas.
Yeah, right. No, I understand. I hear it's right.
It's a very beautiful chakira.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And now we're stuck with what? With the first way.
Right. Bishop.
Okay, back to just before you move on from the rush, the two sides. First way, then, you were saying that if you did it b'mezid, it would be an isser.
Yes.
Collectible. According to the second way, there's no isser at all, because that's the legitimate price.
That's correct.
Okay, want to get
that. That's the Gemara's question. Is there a range in the marketplace, or is there no range?
Isn't that the Rush's cut here?
But you're gonna have to say that according to the second shot that the other side of Gemara held that there is no range.
Correct. Right. I mean, the Rush's first shot is holding that even if you say it's an exact price and it's mechila, you could still argue the mechila is la'altar, since that's the nature of commerce.
That's right. That's the nature of commerce. But the question is that it might be the nature of commerce, but he still didn't lose his chusim of chesron mama.
Why not? Why don't you say that? I mean, it's a good svar. What's the...
In other words, the question is engaging in the, since engaging in the marketplace ipso facto means that he's engaging in a situation where you can't ascertain the exact amount, but if in fact he can prove that it is above the exact amount, he still has a right to claim his chesron mama. Or do I say, since he is engaging in the marketplace, he forfeits his right of claim?
I mean, since it's generally the case that you can't really enforce it, it becomes like a mechila, implicit mechila, or do you say that only in those cases where it applies, do you say that?
Because that's everything according to the basic job blows out to chesron mama. But do I say that since there's a marketplace, the marketplace ipso facto forfeits his right for claim? Or do I say, no, it doesn't forfeit his right for claim?
Right.
Let me think about something. Is an eye opener as far as the Maskana.
Mm-hmm. Right. But he's not sure. He says the Suffolk, you'd have to be.
He's not sure whether there's a range or whether there's an exact price, but commerce demands that you're not exact. So therefore, you can't claim on all, but there will be an Isser on all. If you know you're cheating the guy, you're not allowed to do it. Even though his engaging in the marketplace forfeits his source of taina.
Shouldn't it be a safek d'oraisa, Rabbi? Why don't you say safek d'oraisa l'chomer? Why does he say yari shemayim yatzi dek? Why only a yari shemayim? Shouldn't it halachic, like, be a safek d'oraisa according to him?
You mean his maskana?
Yeah, he just says Sarachim v'yarshamayim yotzi de kulam, meaning presumably means if you know that it's off, you should tell the guy, right? So you're not over. If a guy knows that the price is off, so according to the second side, that's fine. That's part of the price, the situation of the buyer and seller. There's no issue at all. But according to the first side, it'd be an issue d'oraisa. So shouldn't it just be, why doesn't he say safek d'oraisa l'chumra?
Unless he holds that even according to the first way, the Reish Shemayim will try to find out more exactly what the price is.
But according to the first way, if you knew, wouldn't you be over in Issa D'oraisa according to the first way?
If he knew?
Yeah, let's say you know that this thing is really worth $100 and you're charge of $110.
Right.
So according to the second way.
According to the first way, over in Issa D'oraisa.
According to the second way, it's Mutter, right?
Mutter.
So now, shouldn't you say Suffolk Dorais? Like, I don't know which way is correct, the first answer or second answer. So if the Rosh is saying Tzarchin, he doesn't know which side is correct, so shouldn't he be Chayiv Midoraisa to tell the guy? Not just the Yerush Shemayim, but just a regular Jew. It's Suffolk Dorais L'Chumra.
No, here it is.
Just the Yisr Ben Al-Khaver should be.
Why don't I say? I mean, if he knows. If he doesn't know, so then there's no problem. I hear it's a good question. The question is, according to the first side,
what's the Abaye in the Gemara?
What's the Abaye in the Gemara? What's the Abaye in the Gemara?